Now, before I get into our opening salvo for this morning, it has to do with business and it has to do with Port Harcourt, something that I dare say is not going to have a very definite answer, but I'm narrowing it down to sectors. But before I get into that, how many of you have seen the video post the Qatar and Ecuadorian game, the opening game for this year's World Cup? How many of you got to see interesting videos following the end of that match? Well, I got to see at least, what, 6 or 7? There were people dancing, there were people celebrating, people were exchanging numbers, people were shaking hands and hugging, you know, and yes, some people, interesting people, were actually getting to share, you know, food and drinks, which was pretty good. It was pretty good to do that. But one thing struck, and if you are a big football fan, you probably have heard or you probably read that some of the best fans to ever come across are the Japanese. Now, a young man made a video, and in that video, he was speaking Arabic. In that video, he said he can't believe, he doesn't want to believe what his eyes are seeing. He's heard about it, but now he's getting to see it. What he saw was Japanese fans, not Japanese workers, people who paid tickets to come and watch a football match. It wasn't their host, it wasn't their country, no, it was Qatar, Ecuador. They came, sat down, enjoyed a good time, and when everybody left, the Japanese fans cleaned up after them. The aisle where they were, the section of the stadium where they were, even though they did not sit in some of these seats, the Japanese fans bagged the trash that was generated by other people. And then it sparked a chain reaction because, yes, the Qatari fans were like, wow, you guys, why are you doing this? It's not for your team. And one person they interviewed said, look, where we are from, we don't leave trash where we come to. There's an ethos to leave it better than I met it. It goes to show you how strong the moral fiber is in Japan. I can't even imagine how they got to that point. I don't think it's a government thing. I don't think it's a government, you know, push that made them get to that point. I honestly don't. When we will get there, I don't know. This is not to say Nigerians are bad or Africans are bad, but if you visit someone's house and then as you are leaving, you decide to clean up at a party, not your party, it goes to show a lot about this kind of stuff you are made of. Anyway, this morning, inside Rivers, as we take a look at the office beat, I have one very simple question for you this morning. This is it. What sectors have you observed in Port Harcourt have unhealthy competition? What sectors? Now, I've been to markets and I've been to several business districts in Port Harcourt. And you do know that some areas have a certain type of either service or goods available. If you go to Ikoku, for example, you're going to see spare parts everywhere. Ikoku is the spare parts district. That's where they are. Back then, it used to be Oginigba if you want to go and buy meat, right? Hence the slaughter market. So you will have a lot of people who sell meat in that area. Now, wherever you have 3 or 5 people together, you are going to have confrontation. But my focus this morning is on unhealthy competition. I say unhealthy because just yesterday night, I got to see a woman literally push another woman because her crayfish stand touched her own crayfish stand. They were not in the store, they were on the road. And it got me thinking, do you have similar experiences? Have you ever seen where people who sell clothes, you know, when you go to buy, you know, wrappers and stuff, they're usually on the same line. Do they fight each other? Now, whether they do or they don't, right? It's not an exact science. But my question once again is, which sector? So do you think it is the women who sell crayfish? Do you think it's spare parts dealers? Do you think it's car dealers? Do you think it's people who sell oranges, fruits and vegetables or in the market, whether it's mile 1 or mile 3? Do you think it's those who have restaurants? Because there are some areas where you have restaurants side by side. Take, for example, go to Uniport, for example. At the junction, you're going to find restaurants side by side. It's a given. The same thing happens. There are some areas where you have banks side by side. Do they quarrel? Even radio stations. They are, in quotes, side by side in some areas. Not too far from us is a fellow radio station. Behind us is another radio station. So, ladies and gentlemen, this Pokey Talk show this morning, let's talk about how Port Harcourt people do their business. Have you noticed any sector in particular that has unhealthy competition?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, don't make any comments that is unsubstantiated. And very importantly, don't make comments that may be seen as inciting. 0707-0923-0923, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, and 0817-923-0007. Then jolly old WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. And just scroll down to Telegram as well. Use Twitter if you are a Twitter aficionado, and also Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Ima is speaking to us from your boy. Ima, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning, brother Jude. How are you?
Very well. Good morning to you.
Yes. Have you read a book that is called The Theory of the Black Mind of a Black Man?
I haven't, if I'm honest.
And also the theory of the white mind of a white man. If you go through that book, you discover that what is happening in Africa as a black continent is something that will not allow African as a continent to grow. And now to the 54 countries that made up Africa, including Nigeria. Do you know that, bro Jude, let me surprise you. How did the formation of country came about? It came from a white man's land. Two or three persons will come together, let us set company, and employ thousands and millions so that we help them to eat by paying them different categories of salaries. Can we do that in a black land?
But we've had kingdoms. Historically, Africa has had kingdoms for many a generation. Kingdoms are even older than the European nations that you make mention of.
Okay, let me also surprise you. Do you know the knowledge started in Egypt? The white people came and started at the first university called Gamaliel University in Egypt, the first university in the whole world. The white people came and studied in Gamaliel University. And today they are producing aircraft to train caterpillars and different things, including handsets. Then which one does Egypt to produce or Africa produce?
I'm very sure I can respond, but let's stick to the narrative now. In your own estimation,
the issue is that black people, their major focus and vision and dream is to attack each other and destroy what they have. They don't have the mind of let me live and allow other people to live. So that is a problem. They exist to attack each other. Thank you.
All right, but that cannot be entirely true. You know, once again, we love to hear comments. Some of these comments, whilst you know, may come from a point of emotion, cannot be entirely true because there are so many examples of people, communities that have come together and they've solved a plethora of problems. So it cannot be, it's the black people that don't survive or they don't want to help each other grow. Zion is in Jerry. Zion, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning to you, Mr. Zion.
Welcome.
Yeah, conversation is interesting. The business environment, especially in this our local market, mile 3, Sangana, mile 1, the competition is unhealthy.
Oh.
So toxic. It has even led to the death of some people. I'm telling you from eyewitness experience, firsthand. They poison themselves.
I'm sorry, did you just say they poison themselves?
I'm telling you,
go to my three market, look at the legs of some women carefully, we see injuries that will never heal. They don't knock them. I'm telling you, wickedness. Go to some of them, they bury things in their shops. Some they hang things there. An experience happened in my tree recently where bees overhauled somebody's shop on healthy competition. One of those, my slaughter, butcher guy in the my tree, the knacking is dead.
This term, the knacking.
We have to. Oh no, that is the term they use. Oh, once that inscription is used, they don't knock this one. There is another guy now having them in Sangana. So there was this cleanup going on in Sangana, removing the slabs. In one of those butcher slabs, they brought out a sham tied in red cloth, wrapped, was under his table.
So for you, those market people are the ones that are very unhealthy.
That is the most environment that is unhealthy when it comes to business.
Zion, thank you very much. Aya is in Rumumasi. Aya, do you agree with Zion?
Good morning.
Good morning, please.
I would say yes, in as much as I would like to give it to the market women.
Market women?
I would give it to our teenagers. They always fight when they're sitting.
You give it to who, please?
Our teenagers. The ones out there. They are always fighting. They are always fighting, trying to make the rules and all that.
So basically, politics. That's why you have unhealthy competition in River State. Politics.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I would love to give it to the market women, but no. I think they deserve it.
Okay, Aya says it is the politicians in River State that have the most unhealthy competition. Now, why exactly is this coming up? Once again, anywhere you have 5, 6, or 7, even 2 people together, you are more likely to find conflicts. Sometimes there's even a conflict when it's just you alone in that place. What to do? How to do? What to do? These are the things that tend to happen as we engage in interactions all over the world. But in River State in particular, we're taking a very direct look at the way business atmosphere in this state. Where do you really find unhealthy competition? That's my question. So far, people have said, 2 people have said the market. No, 1 person said the market. Our first caller says it's everywhere. It's all black people, all Nigerians. We like to pull down. I don't necessarily agree with that. And then the last caller, Aya, says, well, he would like to give it to the politicians, the senators. They're always at each other's necks, trying to bring the other person down. No cooperation, according to Aya. True, or do you disagree? When we come back, I'll share with you some more stories and find out where exactly there is a problem, in what sector. And if you are in that sector, can you please come to the defense of your fellow practitioners? Hello, Pataka returns.
It's the time of the year. Come, let's chill together. Pop TV that make we jolly. All over Nigeria, anywhere you day. Share TV that with your family and friends. Enjoy this Christmas. TV that season. Oh yeah, make we celebrate the life. No, they don't know waste my time. I go enjoy myself with tire. Plenty food to try. Chivita juice with the vibe. Oh yeah, make we chill, yo. Enjoy this Christmas.
Everyone has a Chivita this season. What's your Chivita?
By now, we all don't hear say them don't redesign Naira. But one thing we will sure say they no go fit redesign, now how you dey take manage your money matter with Ella. Not be only say you no go need to worry about the Naira wey they redesign. Also, you no go need to worry about how to be sharp with your money. Ella make am easy. With the Ella app, you fit to get loan, pay your bill, get insurance, and the most important, grow your money. Go Play Store and Apple Store to download Ella app. today, today.
Hi, sis. Hope you didn't forget the 2K you promised me.
I haven't forgotten, no. In fact, if you want it now, join me in unwrapping these Knorr cubes. Knorr is giving out instant 5K. We just have to find the code and send it to 8011.
If I finish unwrapping the Knorr cubes, will you make it 5K?
Just unwrap first and let's see.
Win instant 5K cash in the Knorr Unwrap and Win promo. Buy the Knorr 360 gram or 160 gram promo pack. Look for a cube wrapper within a hidden six-digit code. Text code to 8011 and follow the prompts to win 5,000 Naira cash or 1,000 Naira airtime instantly. Promo runs from now till November. Terms and conditions apply. Knorr, eat for good.
What fun it is to win in the Lush Hair Braids to Millions promo!
Christmas came early. Everyone is a winner in the Lush Hair Braids to Millions promo. Get free 100 MB MTN data guaranteed on each pack and a chance to win 1 million Naira, a car, generator, and other amazing prizes. Simply buy Lush Hair Wow, Ready, Jumbo, or Mega Braids pack. Open the pack flap, scratch for PIN, and SMS your unique PIN to 38353. Hurry now. Terms and conditions apply. Lush Hair. Be beautiful.
Promo starts on the 1st of November and ends on the 15th of December 2022.
For jollification, go. The bowl go full, and you go belly full. Cause all the money that go for you.
Send more from Kodimo. Good times have come again with Kodimo.
Good times have come.
Nourishment for the family. Delicious Kodimo.
Every 800 gram pack of Golden Mo you buy this season, they come with 10% extra free. That now more value and more nutrition for the same price. Offer valid while stock lasts. Nestle, good food, good life.
So, Junior, how I do now?
Mommy, you act well, oh. I go like the correct actor like you.
My smallie get doing so. So, to help him become better actor, I dey carry him go audition.
You're picking Fabi act. Where, where?
I dey help him practice his scripts.
Oh, yeah? Bend down for me and my sword.
So, to help him tanda gidiba, now Trisco I dey give him drink.
Mama, they don't choose me to act for inside the film, oh.
Now, my turn now to begin jolly for my picking. Give your picking them Trisco. Now, wait to help them follow their dream.
Trisco, power your dream.
This is football's biggest season. Welcome to the ultimate game on the planet. Qatar 2022 is here for every fan and every home from 20 November.
This is absolutely wonderful.
Get the DStv HD decoder, dish, plus 1 month DStv compact subscription for only 14,900 Naira to enjoy all 64 matches of Qatar 2022 live in high definition, plus commentary in local languages only on Supersport. Here for every home in Naija.
Every day, Nigerians are going the extra mile, doing whatever it takes to rise. We're making all the right moves and working twice as hard today to elevate tomorrow's chances. We're taking all the right shots. Because we want to build wealth. We want financial freedom. We want to build a better future for our family. We all want to rise. And now, with a portfolio of dollar investments selected and managed by experts spread across U.S. stocks, U.S. real estate, and fixed income, everyone can. Go to risevest.com or download the app from your app store to start investing. Rise. Dollar investments that help you grow.
No matter what I do, you love me unconditionally. You show up for me every day. No matter when I show you.
A mother's love is unconditional. Nothing serves this love better than a bowl of Indomie. So, show some love with Indomie.
Oh, what fun it is to win in the Lush Hair Braids to Millions promo!
Christmas came early. Everyone is a winner in the Lush Hair Break to Millions promo. Get free 100 MB MTN data guaranteed on each pack and a chance to win 1 million naira, a car, generator, and other amazing prizes. Simply buy Lush Hair Wow. Ready, Jumbo, or Mega Braids Pack. Open the pack flap, scratch for PIN, and SMS your unique PIN to 38353. Hurry now. Terms and conditions apply. Lush Hair. Be beautiful.
Promo starts on the 1st of November and ends on the 15th of December, 2022.
Peak protein breakfast. That's the secret to how mom wakes up early, makes breakfast for us, and runs off to work. How daddy works most nights and still gets up early to drop me at school. No matter how busy they are, they're never too tired to play with me. And that's because they never leave home without a Peak protein breakfast.
Start every day with a Peak breakfast enriched with protein to keep you going.
Peak. Rich for your peak.
You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the show.
During my several trips to and from school, I was always amazed, awed even, when I get to see funny signboards in between major towns or major districts. Talking about here in Nigeria, ultra modern markets built by the commissioner, built by the local government chairman, this, that, 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 that. And then I take a very close look, in quote, at these ultra-modern markets. They never looked modern. They never looked anything close to super, not to talk about ultra. And yet, even if these structures were erected, more often than not, we'd still find the users or the potential users, the residents in that area, come on the side of the road to sell their wares. How many of you have seen that? Between here and Warri, for example. How many of you have ever seen that? Even between, let's see, Port Harcourt and Eket. Oh, yes. You get to see these structures. You know, ultra-modern market built by His Excellency, blah, 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 blah. Yet, they'll come out on the road, they'd fight, they'll squabble. Madam, buy for me. How many of you have ever stopped by? Remember, it was a favorite pastime where my dad would travel with us in the car. When we get to these places, you come down and then people are fighting. Hey, give me, you did crest. Nonsense. Now my banana, nice sweet pass. Blah, blah, blah. And you're like, as a child, I'll be like, what's going on? We can't buy from all of you. It's not going to be possible. I do know that there is a strong desire to make sales. It's everywhere. That's why you have competition. But this morning, I'm asking, and just an aside, making a reference to the, in quotes, ultra-modern markets that have been built over the years that are now somewhere derelict and not being used anyway. So, which areas, which sectors in River State, in Port Harcourt, have you observed has the most unhealthy competition amongst participants in that sector? Is it doctors? Is it mechanics? Is it market women? Could it be accountants? Could it be media personnel? Yes. I would want you to express what you've observed in the business forum here in River State. Or, like I have been observing, maybe it's just the market women. I'm not quite sure. But one thing is for certain: you have unhealthy competition any and everywhere. It can and very often does pop up without you expecting it. But what if you expect it? What do you do with it? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Zero 0700923 0923 0700923 0923. That's a smart number. Then get our numbers 0817923 0002, 0817923 0003, 0817923 0007, and 0817923 0009. Permit me to repeat: 0700923 0700923 0923. That's the smart number. The other number, 0817923 0002 0817923 0003 0817923 0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809 030 6416. Jackery is speaking to us from Trans Almighty. Hello, good morning to you and welcome.
Yes, you. I'm Jackery Tam Glory.
Welcome, Tam Glory. How are you doing this morning?
What I would say, the anti competition is among the politicians.
Oh, okay.
And you have not included them on the bag or the number on the type of people you mentioned.
We had somebody mention politicians in River State. So, are we speaking generally, or is it the senators? Is it the local government chairman? Is it the councillors? Who do you think really, you know, express this unhealthy competition?
Even to the followers of the politicians, the governors, the local government chairman, and so on. All of them. Yes.
All right, unhealthy competition from Tamari. That's what he says. They don't know how to, as it were, play fair. That's a bit worrying now. Thank you very much. Great to hear from you this morning. Now, on WhatsApp, this one says, unhealthy competition can be found in the music industry, in the movie industry, and in politicians. The worst is the movie industry. Just take a look at what most of them are going through in terms of health, Ezekiel Isaiah says. All right, good morning, Jude. It is the churches, oh. It is the churches for me. Every street in my area has at least 10 churches. Could that be an exaggeration? You sure that's not an exaggeration? Anyway, disturbing themselves during services. Even the mega churches don't hide this competition. One boasts of using his tithe for the poor, and the other using his to buy private jet, and the scuffles go vice versa. That's Chika from Mungpolu. Interesting. Unhealthy competition among churches. Do you agree with that? That's Chika's view, by the way. It's not mine. That's Chica's view. All right. Good morning, Jude. The churches... Another person is mentioning churches again. The churches who stay together on the same street, side by side, opposite each other, mainly those, in quotes, one-man churches. I'm a pastor. It wasn't easy when we started, but God has been on our side and we've been able to survive the challenge. That's this from a pastor. Please, can you expatiate? What challenges were you facing? And why was it coming from other pastors? 92.3, good morning, please.
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
My name is Clement, Mr. Jude.
Welcome, Clement.
Mr. Jude, I've been around for a long time. And I must say, I want to collaborate with the two texts or messages you read, the churches.
In this particular, they're not friendly to each other?
No, they are not. In fact, I don't even think calling the same God.
That's a very generous statement. It may be unfair.
Yes, Mr. Jude. If you have me as your friend, let's say you are God, you have me as your worshiper. You have maybe Sam Oracle as a worshiper, and both of us are shouting at you for like 10,000 naira to eat. Or let me just say 1,500 to eat Mama Bole this morning. 1,500. Mr. Jude, you will run. As I am shouting, give me. Sam is shouting, give me. You will run. I'll give you an instance. Perhaps, maybe you may want to drive around that area on Thursday or Wednesday. You know Dustin Junction? Hello?
What junction did you mention?
Dustin Junction at Eleparawan.
Okay. All right. I know it.
There is a big church on the right when you are going to the Wimpy, and there's another small church on the left. My dear, the one on the left put their speaker facing the big one on the right. blasting their speaker. In fact, passers-by, you cannot even hear when Keke is blowing horn.
And this is on Sunday? Like, this is on Sunday?
I don't pass there on Sundays. So weekdays,
weekdays
evenings is weekdays evenings, yes. You need to hear where the small church, I don't know why they say short people, they make noise, but sorry if you are short, not be my fault. If you see where the blast, I mean, how the blast is coming, oh my goodness, I'll be like, which God this person they call? Is it the same God that the other person is calling? So the unhealthy competition for me is in the church. That is an example, though. There are other examples I cannot tell you. Thank you.
All right. 92.3. Hello, Potako. Good morning, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just want to point out a different thing. I'm calling from Potako.
Well, okay.
A different thing concerning discussion, please.
Yes, please.
Okay, I want to talk about the menace that is going on in around Mobiaka, where the meaning of call for extension is. You see those boys, they are some group of boys. They are always haggardly dressed. They will be obtaining people for the ones who they can obtain, or for the ones that they cannot obtain. They will be doing like all this kind of forcibly begging you money that it looks as if it's begging, but they are forcing you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a menace around the room of Biakani roundabout, and Minokoro police station is there, and they are doing nothing about it. When you go there around Minokoro police station, around the area, between that, maybe from in the morning till maybe in the evening, all those people having shots that they sell building material, they all know all of them. And yes, police cannot do anything.
We've heard of similar comments like this in some areas, but we will encourage you tomorrow morning. We'll have an eyewitness time so we can get more details about that area. I'm not surprised. Some people have stated, and they have even become a bit of a worry when people are going out as confrontations are starting to rise in some areas. But thank you very much for sharing that with us. Once again, our conversation this morning is all about unhealthy competition, all right? And we're looking at River State. So once again, the question is, what sectors, where have you visited in recent times? What businesses, what type of service provider have you experienced here in Port Harcourt that apparently they don't do too well when they're in close proximity? Some people have mentioned politicians. Some people have mentioned market women. The churches have been mentioned. That's a bit of a surprise to me, if I'm honest. And then other people have mentioned a few other places. But for you, which area, what businesses? Ooh, the word I've learned today, they don't knock them. Never done that before, at least using that sentence or in that context. So when they say they've knocked somebody in the market, that means, you know, he has been attacked. George is on the line. Let's get to hear from George. George is speaking to us from GRA. George, good morning to you, please. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, sir.
Welcome.
Yes, I have two personal experiences that I'd like to share with you. First of all, there was this neighbor of mine, Shop A and Shop B, both of them were selling food.
Mm.
And one was selling more than one. So you know what the other person, Shop A, did? She went to... She was able to locate one of the persons the Shop A usually grinds a pepper, a tomatoes from. So one of those days, she went to the guy and said, waiting this woman they use, because this woman... I know believe say the way people they buy food for her hand, she need they use something. Say she they use something.
Mm.
Tell me that thing where she they put inside her pepper, they make the grind for her. I'm telling you. It was so surprising when the woman told me. And she confronted her, and the woman said yes, that she went because she was selling more than her. And she must be using something.
Wow. She didn't think that maybe the woman was nicer, maybe offers credit sometimes. Maybe that's the reason why people go there.
You know what? I've tasted their food, and Shop A is far better than Shop B.
Wow.
Shop B doesn't know how to cook. Yes, she's blaming the other person.
George, that's a bit unfair.
Secondly,
yes,
I had a personal experience.
Hmm.
You know, as a young couple, when I first got married, my wife said she wanted a provision shop. I was like, okay, no problem. I'll do best to help you. So I was working, and then I was putting all my salary into the provision business so that she can grow.
Mm.
And then she went to market, and then she had favor. People started giving her goods, you know. So from the small shop, she started a wholesale business. And this our landlady was amazed at how the business was growing. To the point that she confronted my wife one day that, what is she using that is not ordinary? She has been in this business more than 40 years now, that it's not ordinary.
It's not ordinary.
Now, I'll surprise you. One day, there was this person lives close to lives opposite the shop. She called us one day. I was like, she can't hold it anymore. Like, there is this lady usually pours something in front of our shop every midnight.
Wow.
We called the landlady, what are you always doing in front of our shop midnight? She said, she's praying over our shop. She's pouring anointing oil at midnight. At midnight, you're pouring anointing oil at midnight. Bro, somebody stop.
Not her now own shop. Not her own shop. Not the landlady's shop, but your wife's shop.
No.
Oh, dear. That's weird. Okonkwo is in room. Okonkwo, good morning to you, please.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Brother Jude,
yes.
Unhealthy competition.
Mm.
Is this misunderstanding or worrying that leads to physical fights or injuries or wounds between those that are into one business or the other? That's the definition. So people are calling churches and saying they put a horn speaker. That is not on any competition. So try to define it for them to know what it means, just as I defined it, for them to call you and stand on a discussion-based answer. They were not getting it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Okonkwo. Wish you had made a contribution because I think the idea or, you know, the view of unhealthy competition is pretty clear. You know, you have what's called healthy competition. I'll give you a very clear example. During a football match or a basketball tournament or any sporting endeavor, there are certain things that people do that, like, this is healthy competition. You're tackling your opponent, you get the ball fair and square. The referee says, good, that's fair challenge. But when you maliciously try to take somebody out of the game, that is unhealthy competition, particularly if the person has had maybe a stronger sway during the course of that particular match. That is unhealthy competition. It should be clear, isn't it? 92.3, good morning.
Hello
Port Harcourt, good morning.
Good morning. When the church speaker is blasting, it causes injury to people's ear, Mr. Jude. Mr. Jude, it's because we have a government in Nigeria that is not working. There are rules and engagements that will stop things like this. It is written down. But because we are within a certain society, that is why things like this continues. However, let me quickly add to another unhealthy competition, Mr. Jude. No, it is not a funny one. It's among our female folks, especially when in Port Harcourt. Our female folks are into this unhealthy competition. That is why you see artificial bum and all manner of artificial things among them. The glowing industry is working very well. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. So we just had a small conversation. Next thing, boom, they've dragged the girls into the conversation. Oh my goodness. All right. So apparently there's a unhealthy competition between females in Port. I did not see that coming. I honestly, did not see that coming. All right, Jude, this one here reads, one of the most unhealthy competitions in this state has to be between real estate agents and land agents. They are the very worst. I will never have dealings with those kind of people. I will never want to do that kind of business. There is so much competition. They go as far as trying to even kill or even kidnap. Really? The second message, I've been holding on to this message. There's a second message to that effect. Okay, this one has been deleted. But someone is here. Okay, two people here have said, land agents, real estate agents. I do know there's an official body. I do know that a lot of people who parade themselves as land agents or real estate agents are not trained, properly trained. It's a simple question of, oh, I know this landowner, will you buy? Come. That's not what a genuine real estate agent does. But that's what a lot of them here do. I've had my experiences last year, so I totally understand. In some cases, there's a mobilization fee. Before you, they take you to a property, to one bedroom, two bedroom. You give them, it's not 1,000 naira back then. I don't know how much it is right now. That was meant to be that transfer fare. I hear in Lagos it's about 5,000 or 10,000 naira. It's amazing. It's amazing. So maybe there truly is an unhealthy... Aha, okay, another message back. Okay, I think it's the... Say, property and house agents are the worst. They backstab, betray, and go as far as poisoning their business partners out of envy and greed, especially the illiterate ones. Property and house agents is an agent business is one I will never do. It is so emotionally draining to deal with such people. Most are also diabolic and use diabolic means to convince most of their clients. Mm. Wow. It's a very strong accusation there. All right. Yet another message accusing churches. Wow. It's not particularly a fun time if you were listening to us. Meanwhile, there's a pastor who said when he started his church, it was very difficult. I've been waiting to get a response from him if he could expatiate on the challenges he experienced from other, in quotes, pastors or other churches, and why he said that, you know, there's unhealthy competition in churches. That message came from a pastor. Let me quickly get back to that. Pastor Ekwe Light, right? In PH, Pastor Ekwe Light. That's what he said. Anyway, so like I stated, everywhere in the world, you're bound to find unhealthy competition. It is not akin to just a group of persons or a nationality. As long as human beings will regularly come together, there's bound to be somebody who's going to say, I don't like how we have come together. I don't like the space we are sharing. I want all of it. Market share, like they say, for those of you who are business admin students, how much of a market share do you have? And it's the goal of every business to have the dominant or at least the most market share. That means your product or your service is highly sought after, is highly respected, and more often than not, is loved, if I can use that term. But yes, there are some people who are loyal to certain brands, to certain people. Some of you will have a market woman or a market fellow, a butcher or somebody whom you go to once you get to the market. For me, it's the woman I buy tomatoes and pepper from. 8 out of 10 times when I get to Chuba Market, I go to only one person to buy my tomatoes and pepper from. If she's not around, then I go somewhere else. I don't think the woman has used juju on me, because when she's not there, I go somewhere else. Sometimes when she's there and she doesn't have what I want, I go somewhere else. But I don't know if those other women who are on our line see that way. I cannot tell you if they have a healthy competition or relationship with her. But when I am there, I ask her, I want to buy this. Who do you know sells great ugu leaves or whatever? And she says, oh, go and buy from that person. So that's why I've gotten very fond of her. Anyway, please be on the lookout. In whatever business you are in, there are unhealthy competitions. There are unhealthy views to your success or even to your demise. But you must take responsibility for your success and your failures. You'll be foolhardy to blame your next door neighbor.
They work hard, always running gitty gitty kata kata from one shop to another just to get what customers want. It is possible for a maker to work hard without stress, so, and that's not to call all the shops with MTN if a DJ until him gets what he wants.
Oh, Dogwan, Odogwan, you get a black leather?
Hey, all the on ground one, I go send them to your WhatsApp now.
Eh? Give me 500 yards. Sharp, sharp.
Hey, MTN Ifedi Chabata Gurubudu. To help you make progress. For 1,000 naira only, you will get 69 minutes of call plus 3 gigabytes. And for 300 naira, you will get 90 minutes of call plus 750 megabytes. Dial *131*12# to subscribe now. MTN, what do we do today?
This is football's biggest season. Welcome to the ultimate game on the planet. Qatar 2022 is here for every fan and every home from 20 November.
This is absolutely wonderful.
It's
get the DStv HD decoder, dish, plus 1 month DStv compact subscription for only 14,900 naira to enjoy all 64 matches of Qatar 2022 live in high definition, plus commentary in local languages only on Supersport. Here for every home in Niger.
It's season to bring better for you again. Time for celebration, time for jollification. Go bo go full, and you go belly full. Cause all the money can get the listen more from Kodimo. Good times are come again with Kodimo. Good times are come, nourishment for the family. Delicious Kodimo, they can be sent more this.
Every 800 gram pack of Golden Mo you buy this season, they come with 10% extra free. That now more value and more nutrition for the same price. Offer valid while stock lasts. Nestle. Good food, good life.
By now, we've all heard about the redesigning of the Naira. But one thing we can be sure will not be redesigned is the way you manage your finances. With Ella, not only don't you have to worry about the Naira being redesigned, but you also don't have to worry about how to be money smart. Ella makes it easy. With the Ella app, you can get loans, pay bills, get insurance, and most importantly, grow your money. Go to the Play Store and Apple App Store to download the Ella app today.
My love, you all back for Mama room?
Hey, shh. Mama don't urinate this last night.
Oh, yeah, fast, fast. Make we no waste time. Go get Dr. Brown's adult diapers.
Adult, they get nappy?
Sure. Incontinence, my love. Could be a problem for elderly people. Or people will get sickness for body. When person off its holy urine, or they poop for body, you know, suppose they cause shame. No worry. Dr. Brown's adult diapers, they affordable.
Eh? Say, you no go, they leak, so?
Dr. Brown's adult diapers, they stretchable. So, you go fit easy. For anybody will be adult.
My love, make I go get this Dr. Brown's adult diapers. Hey, make we for take arrange mama sharp sharp.
Dr. Brown's adult diapers are high quality adult diapers with a special wetness indicator along with our unique ultra leak guard technology to prevent leakages simply because Dr. Brown cares.
Connect to something greater. Connect to the moment. The winning goal to history. Unafidwa now. Watch the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 on Showmax Pro. Oh yeah now. Stream all 64 matches of the World Cup live from Supersport on Showmax. Experience every game, anywhere, on up to two devices. It is available in HD and 4K also.
It's joke. Almost sign up now at showmax.com.
Which one be ZZ?
I don't cash out.
Why I no go ZZ?
You say fit ZZ. Shabali enter www.zbet.ng. Register and get your Ogbonge welcome bonus. On ZBet, you free win up to 50 million naira. Aka bonus, virtual and casino deposit bonus, instant payments, better odds, bigger wins. Even
if one game costs my ticket,
nothing spoil. Even if two games cut them set. Hey. And when you win, make sure say you say ZZ.
ZBet, we speak your game.
We are back.
This is your number one talk station.
Nigeria Info.
Are you running late and can't make it down to our Room OC office to book your commercials? Don't worry, because you can take advantage of our marketing office inside Port Harcourt to book your commercials. It is located at Shop 9 Mediatrix of All Graces Plaza, opposite FIRR Stadium Road, Port Harcourt. You can also call our sales rep on 0817-001-8162. That's 0817-001-8162.